Jessica, we are starting off with an update with a Three Rivers fire in Lincoln County. What can you tell us?
Correct. So the fire at this point is about 40% contained. It's holding at about 7,000 acres of fire consumption. We know that the U.S. Forest Service and its containment team issued its final update on May 8th. That was Sunday. And a bear team was brought into the mix. Now, the bear team is going to be tasked with finding ways to rehabilitate the burn scar. While there is still some areas of fire, most of the fire line is holding within the same area. So it's looking like, according to the last report, as long as the winds don't kick up, that this fire is contained.
Now, I want to move on and talk about the Alamogordo City Commission meeting. There's some interesting topics in today's meeting. What can you tell us?
So for those of you who are interested in listening in, the meeting kicks off at about 6:30 p.m. Now, there are some really great topics being discussed today, but the ones that caught our attention were the resolution to spend about $30,000 for the city's 4th of July event. After COVID-19 and our mass gathering limits, it looks like the city is going to go forward with celebrating the holiday this year, and the fireworks show will be spectacular. Also on the agenda for tonight is the review of the city audit. Now, the auditors gave the city a relatively healthy financial report card. It looks like that the city will review that report and issue an official letter to send that audit report over to the Office of the State Auditor for a review.
Okay. Now, we also have an update on the COVID-19 vaccination rate for Otero County.
For those who don't recall, according to the updated state framework for reopening, that's red to turquoise, you need 3 points of criteria, right? 10 of 100,000 cases and a vaccination rate of 42% or above, and also a positivity rate, or that is the number of positive cases, of 7.1 and below. Now, what we know is that Otero County is doing a wonderful job of vaccinating its residents. New Mexico overall reported 198,372 cases of coronavirus. But the county itself only had a few cases in the latest update. We know that something like 27% of people living in Otero County are fully vaccinated. That data is as of the end of last week. That's according to the Department of Health. And vaccinations will continue, so if you're interested in receiving your full vaccination or you haven't taken your second dose, please look for a way to do that.
Okay, Jessica, I want to thank you so much for joining us this week for Alamogordo Now. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.